Morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, nice to be back after taking a little break last weekend for Thanksgiving. Get plenty to eat?
I did. I had a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for asking.
Well, you know, it was it's tis the season to pig out on turkey and dressing and holiday candies. And, you know, it is also the season for holiday entertainment, and there's quite a bit of it this weekend as we slide closer and closer to Christmas. But let's see, Dickens in the Village happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday in Biltmore Village. Lots of music down there being performed on the street, horse-drawn, carriage ride, roasted chestnuts. Black Mountain celebrating the season tonight with the lighting of its Christmas tree, 30th Annual Dillsboro Lights and Luminary Festival tonight and tomorrow, and then the 13th and 14th in Dillsboro. Weaverville has its Christmas parade, the Vance Birthplace. Also on Saturday, we'll have its Candlelight Christmas Tour. And then lots of holiday theater going on. A Christmas Story over at Flat Rock Playhouse. Christmas Carol, multiple performances of that going on this weekend, including one across the street from the radio station by the Asheville's very own Montford Park Players, and also the Haywood Arts Regional Theater doing it this weekend. And anyway, it goes on and on. Appalachian Christmas from Shindig on the Green is happening on Saturday.
That's a benefit, right?
It's a benefit. It's a benefit for Shindig on the Green, and lots of good old mountain music, bluegrass music, Upper Anderson Auditorium at Montreat Conference Center out in Montreat. So a lot of holiday fun to get into. You can read it all in this morning's Asheville Scene, our culinary and entertainment magazine in the Asheville Citizen Times. It's also online at AshevilleScene.com. And you can get it, pick up a copy in boxes around town or get it in your newspaper this morning. One bit of non-holiday theater worth mentioning is All in the Timing. Attic Salt Theater Company doing that over at Asheville Community Theater's Black Box Space 35 Below. So you can go down there and see that. Something else that's not, a few musical things that are not Christmassy this weekend, but this is kind of wintery. The Balsam Range Bluegrass Band from over in Haywood County starting its winter concert series on Saturday with the Jeff Little Trio and flat picking champion Steve Lewis. Chance to go out and see some great bluegrass music on Saturday over at the Colonial Theater in Canton. Closer to home, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. You ever see them play?
I have.
Well, they are playing Saturday and Sunday at the Orange Peel, and it's a chance really to see one of the last chances to see a couple of the original members. There's going to be a membership change in the group as Dom Flemons leaves, and so but he will be with the group this weekend. So you might want to go check that out. And let's see, movies. I guess that takes us around to the movies. Have you been out to see a movie lately?
Saw A Woman in the Dunes. Go right ahead.
Well, I tell you what, this is a pretty thin weekend for new movies. There are only two that are opening, one opening wide, and that's Out of the Furnace. It's a thriller with Christian Bale as a blue-collar worker lured into a crime ring. And then there is a documentary called Spinning Plates, and it's about restaurants and the people who make them work. That's at the Carolina Asheville. But this would be a good weekend to catch up on some films that you haven't already seen, or maybe haven't until now. Philomena, I went to see that movie a couple of days ago with Judi Dench. Just a wonderful film. Judi Dench is an Irish woman who 50 years earlier gave up a child to adoption reluctantly, and then now she's searching for that child. And she gets a former BBC reporter to help her in that search. And it's just a brilliant movie. It's on my top 10 list at the moment. Another one on my top 10 list is Dallas Buyers Club. If you haven't seen that one, put that high on your list too. Matthew McConaughey as a kind of cowboy redneck electrician in Dallas at the height of the AIDS epidemic is starting to break out. And he finds himself with HIV and he begins a desperate search to find some way to get the medicine he needs to stay alive. Those are movies that will both be in the awards game, highly ranked movies, and I recommend both of them. And another one that has not yet opened, but I saw a media screening of it the other night, is American Hustle, and I believe that's the best movie of the year. It's certainly the best movie I've seen all year long, set in the 1970s, and it's about the couple of con artists who are pulled into a government sting to try to bring down some dirty politicians, supposedly. You might remember the Abscam sting that the government did back in, I think it was 1978, something like that.
And so without hesitation, you think that's the best film you've seen?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the best movie I've seen so far this year. I've been waiting and waiting for a movie that would just that would just say, oh my God, that's just as the film. And you usually know it when you see it on the big screen. And I saw that movie on Wednesday night, and I was just blown away by how good that film is. The Book Thief is another one I love, too, and that'd be worth your time to go out and see this weekend.
Yeah, so, the American Hustle with Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Adams.
Yes, absolutely. Just tremendous performance. Jennifer Lawrence, who has just developed into one of the great actresses out there. I mean, she's in Hunger Games doing this pure commercial entertainment thing for younger people, and now she's in this movie, and just she almost steals the show. Maybe she does steal the show. It's a pretty good performance.
Tony, have a good weekend. Be careful out there.
Same to you, David. So long, everybody.